Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody. This is Allison Kaczkowski with the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me again on Tuesday morning. I'm always excited to spend time with you, and I'm always grateful that you choose to spend time with me. Today, I'm really excited about my guest. Today, I'm talking to my friend Michelle Pope, who is a business owner. She lives in the Florida Keys, and if you know me, you know I go to the Keys a lot. I'm all about the Keys here. And we're going to talk a lot. She's got a really unique story and a journey that she's been on that's brought her from a world of event planning and being a single parent to successfully owning two Pilates studios in the Florida Keys. But she's had to navigate a lot of challenges on her own as far as how she's prioritized herself. And so what I hear from so many of you in the audience is that, you know, we're all busy. We all have a hard time finding those pockets of time for us. And so I always like to just celebrate people who are really able to do that well and are really known for that. And Michelle and I met last month on a retreat for retreat leaders in Champagne, France, and we hit it off famously. So I'm thrilled to have her here as my guest today. Thank you for joining me.
It is absolutely my pleasure. It's very exciting. Thanks, Allison.
Yay. So I sort of let the cat out of the bag a little bit a few minutes ago, told a little bit about you. But in a nutshell, like, give us the 5-minute version. Who are you?
I am a mom to a 24-year-old. I am a health junkie, whether it comes from food, whether it comes from exercise, it is everything that I do. I am a Pilates instructor. I do own two studios, but I was an instructor first. I am a wife. I am very active in my community. I live in the Florida Keys and the Upper Keys, and I am extremely active in our community, from chamber to Rotary to fundraisers. I believe giving back to the community is so important. When I became a single mom many years ago, it supported me by giving me a job, by giving me activities for my son, and it is my turn to give back to them.
Yeah, I love that. Love that. So let's start at the beginning. You built a career in event planning, right? In South Florida.
Yes.
Single parent. Walk us through kind of how that came to be and how you were able to navigate all of that. It's an awful lot of change. You had to navigate a lot of challenges.
So I went to college for hospitality management, took a catering class, and from there just got addicted to catering and event planning. That teacher became my mentor. He got me my first job out of college. I was married to my first husband at the time, and I worked successfully as a wedding planner. It was a one-stop shopping. It had everything from sales and food to a photographer, wedding cakes, everything in-house, DJ, all of it. So from there, at the time I was living in Miami, that's where I grew up. I moved to the Florida Keys with my husband at the time and got pregnant and had a baby. Ended up stopping to work for a while to become a mom, which was just a whole different world for me. I was living in a new town. I'd gone from a city to a tiny town. My son, you know, I became a mom and just joined the mom groups and learned how to do that. About 10 years in, I got a divorce. And I had a 10-year-old child, and I was like, now what am I going to do? So I went back to the event planning and decided to navigate being a single mom. How do you do that? Well, during those 10 years of being a mom, I found Pilates as a client. I got certified as an instructor because I loved it so much. And that's what kind of kickstarted the health kick. I'm like, well, if I'm actually going to be an instructor, whether it's part-time or full-time, I need to live the lifestyle. I started listening to my body and eating the foods you're supposed to eat. And so that was the beginning of the health journey. When I went through the divorce, it threw me for a loop, and I had a 10-year-old child. So I had to keep smiling through the whole thing, because your child is your child and they come first. Yeah. And so I learned to channel that energy through running. I did Pilates. I did other workouts, but running was the key. Put the headphones on, step away from your day for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and just pound the pavement. I had a friend.
That was kind of your time to yourself.
It was. And as a mom, whether you're a single mom or not, you just don't have that. So that you know, I had a competitive edge. I was doing triathlons with a friend at the time. So that was a fun way to get that energy out. You train, right? You can't just show up at a triathlon. You've got to have a map to get there. Yeah, you have to have a runway to get there. And that, from my event planning days, I'm a planner. I need to have a runway. I need to have an organizational chart for everything I do. And that's what I did.
That's not surprising, knowing you, being the event planner. It's almost like you're a little bit of a project manager with that, right? It's like you have you have the different tasks, the things you need to do, and everything kind of has its own category. And that's just kind of your wheelhouse.
Yes, it definitely is. In the last couple years, as you get older, I am 53 years old. And at 50, I lost a parent. COVID hit, and I had another parent who is battling with dementia. So all that hit along with menopause and all the things that go with that.
Yeah.
And so whatever you think you're doing, healthy or not, has to change. And so I definitely had the aha moment 3 years ago with, okay, what I'm doing is great, but it's not fulfilling me.
Yeah.
I can put on my running shoes. I can run. I've got a son who graduated college. He's doing great. I'm married. I got remarried 7.5 years ago. I'm very lucky. I found my husband here and I was working for him and everything was going great, but I was so unfulfilled and I was so missing something. And that is where I came back to Pilates. Again, help oriented, brought me back into the studio because I was injured.
Yeah.
And the more I was in the studio, the more I realized this is where I belong. I become a part of this again? So again, like, you know, watching your parents go through their aging process and losing a parent has been so eye-opening to me that, you know, you got one life, you got one shot at it.
Really, I think it really like reminds us of our own mortality when we're watching someone we care about struggle. You know, it's we just think, not only do we feel sad because the person that we knew and loved to some degree isn't there, right?
Correct.
And then there's the part of us that's like, it gets us thinking about our own mortality, which to your point makes it even more important that you be thinking about what are things that I can do to help me feel not just fulfilled, but make me feel like I'm able to, you know, live my best life and feel the best that I can and show up in the best way that I can.
You're right. So if you have to show up, you have to be present.
Yeah.
Whether you're a mom, whether you're a wife, whether you're a president to a big company, whether you're a CEO, whether you're a server at a restaurant, whether you're a teacher at a school, you have to show up. And if you are not 100% present, everyone around you is going to suffer from that. So you have to find that way to be present. You have to take all those emotions that happen, sadness, happiness, joyfulness, mean, angry, everything in between, and you have to find a way to file that. So you can be present wherever you go and whoever you're with. Because otherwise you're doing a disservice to yourself, but you're doing a disservice to your friends and family around you who are still here.
Yeah. So I just want to circle back to one quick thing before we move on. I like how you put all that. You said you can feel all these things and you're probably feeling several things at one time. But to your point, you have to really be able to cultivate the skill of being able to file it away. So really what you're saying is you're acknowledging that all that's there, but you're doing the best that you can to like not make that rule the choices that you make, right? You're still saying, you know what? I still have to do these things for me because people are counting on me and I'm counting on me. And if I don't do all things, then I can't show up and be present for the people that I love that are still in life with me, right?
That's right. And so that you just said it right there. It's a choice.
Yeah.
You have a choice to wake up every day with a smile or not. It totally falls on you.
Yeah.
There's a million things in the world. And with the internet and the way, you know, the way the internet rolls today, you've got all this information coming at you so fast. You can't let that get you. You have to show up and you have to make a choice on how you're going to deal with it, why you're going to deal with it, and then what are you going to do with all of it?
Yeah, I love that.
And so you have to have your own filing system.
Yeah.
Whatever that may be, whatever works for you, works for you.
Yeah.
You have to have that filing system so you can show up and be present because you're right. There's still some people that are here that want you, that need you. Yeah. So you need to be present and you really need self-care is not selfish. And that's a huge thing. People are like, oh, I don't have time. I can't. You don't have an hour a day for you. And I'm so sorry, but let's figure out a way to do it.
Hour. I was just texting with the spouse of a client that I have now who has some really challenging health issues. And so, you know, he's in and out of the hospital quite a bit. And of course, she's right there, you know, with him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard when you're in a position that you're the caregiver and it falls back on you to make sure that things get done. But to your point, if you can't find an hour, then let's find 10 minutes. Let's find 5 minutes to at least just center yourself and give yourself that peace and quiet.
Yeah. And it is, it's quieting your brain, quieting your day, quieting, because the world just is running so fast. With, like I said, the internet and AI and everything is coming so fast at you. You've got all this information and you got to figure it out because you cannot pour from an empty cup.
Well, the world that we live in today moves a million miles a minute. You know, it's like I was telling someone the other day, you know, the problem is not lack of information. There's information everywhere. No. Google anything you want, pretty much. Mm-hmm. The problem is, how do we figure out what to do and how do we stick to it and implement it in a way that works for us? So really what you're saying is that, you know, first of all, devote the time, find the block of time that works. And then what do you say to people listening who are like, well, where do I begin?
You have the internet at your fingertips. Yeah. Where do you want to begin? What fills your cup?
Yeah.
Is it walking in a garden? Is it standing in the sunshine? Is it sitting on your couch? Is it reading a book? Is it playing with your niece on the floor? I don't know what fills your cup, but find that. And there's a way to connect to everything and everyone, but you have to do some soul searching. You have to take the time to figure it out. And that's what I didn't have, you know, as a single mom or even as a mom, you put your kids first, as you should.
Yeah.
And then he graduated and then he's adulting on his own. And I had a career. I was doing great in my career. I had a dad who was sick. I no longer had to take care of my dad. So that was done. My mother got sick and then I got her managed and taken care of. So all of a sudden there was no one else to worry about but me.
Yeah.
And that was you're turning 50 and you're like, I've got all these things, but now what do I do?
Yeah. Well,
you have to turn inward.
It's kind of a common thread here that I just want to bring up and for people listening and also just to further dig a little bit with you. And that is that you found yourself as a single mom working, having gone through a divorce that you probably didn't plan on, right?
Right.
And, you know, going through all the changes that go with that, having to move and start over and all of that. And you've got all of these things that are taking your attention, right? And all the, because there are things that need your attention. Like you said, you're a single mom, you're putting your kid first, you're making sure that everything gets done. And then maybe, if you're lucky, you'll figure out something to do for yourself. Now, fast forward to now, and all of these things that you've been doing for so long are more or less, I don't want to say handled, but like sometimes things handle themselves. Mm-hmm. And so I think for people listening, this is such a common thing that I see in how people live today. It's people are busy being busy, busy taking care of everybody else, busy making sure everything on the checklist gets done. And at the end of the day, it's like, well, maybe I'll get to that. And really what you're doing is you're like, no, you don't want to do it that way.
And I've done it that way. I thought I was successful at doing it that way, but it's not, it's checking it off and that feel good feeling, check, done. Yeah. All right. And you can look at the list and it's all checked off. That's just a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
You need to.
Very much.
Yeah. It's a Band-Aid to. Staying busy to be, you have to be busy to be productive. Well, no, you don't.
Or just stay busy to keep from thinking about what the real problem is or what's really on your mind at 3 a.m. when you wake up, right?
Right. Because just not dealing with it, all it does is suppress it. And then it comes out as this explosion when you least expect it. And it happens to everyone. It may happen when you're 60. It may happen when you're 30. But it's going to happen. So you have to have the uncomfortable conversation and have to have the talk with yourself, with someone else to just figure it out. So it's not just okay. It needs to be better than okay. You deserve to be so much better than okay.
Yeah. So all of this sort of came to a head for you, it sounds like, during the pandemic. You know, your dad passed away, COVID hit, everyone's trying to figure out how to survive, right, in business. We went through that too here. And so all of a sudden you're like, all right, now I got to deal with this for whatever it is. So
I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celevate.com, which is CELLEV8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Well, walk us through kind of what was going through your mind, and what were some of the first decisions that you made?
The first decision was my health, was the self-care routine, the self-care schedule that I set for myself. And I realized my mornings, as Dora Rankin likes to say, is my sacred schedule.
Yeah.
That morning is sacred to me.
Yeah.
I can have people in my mornings. I don't mind. But I need to wake up and have, I need to wake up. I take my dogs out. They're a piece of it, but they don't have to be. But I need to have that cup of hot something in my hand, tea, coffee, whatever it is, and just sit with myself. Whether I read, whether I scroll, whether I play with the dog, whether I do nothing, whether I sit in my tiki hut, whether I sit on my patio, to take that 30 minutes or so and just have me is so important to my head being in the right place to move forward for the day. And then after that, my exercise.
Yeah.
I need whatever that exercise is, yoga, running, walking, cardio, strength, whatever it may be. If I can get that done in that first hour, now my head is set for the day.
Yeah, you and I are alike in that regard. When we were at the retreat in France, we were in the up early in the morning getting it done, because I'm an early riser too, so I can appreciate that.
Yeah, and it's a way to get, you wake up with, okay, I got to do all this today, got to do it. Okay, and you've got all that energy. Well, put it somewhere. Put it to yourself. So again, so you can be present for the day and whatever.
Yeah, you have to, I think what helps is looking at it like it's an investment in yourself. You're making a deposit into your future, right?
Yes.
Think of these little things that you've talked about that really don't cost anything. The sitting outside, having something hot in your hand and having that quiet time to yourself, and then getting some kind of movement in. And in today's world, that's not a problem. There's millions of videos on YouTube that you can pull up, or on your phone even, you know, so that's the issue. So it's really just making those deposits, into your future.
That's correct. And it doesn't cost anything. Everyone wakes up and has a cup of coffee, or everyone has a glass of water. So you have it at your fingertips, and you can just lace up sneakers and go for a walk. You can put your flip-flops on and go for a walk. It takes nothing. It doesn't matter where you live. You could live on an island. You could live in a city. You could live in a suburb, and you can do it. So you could be on vacation and you can do it.
Yeah.
So there's never an excuse.
And it's really just a decision, is what you're saying. It's not so much
a choice.
It's just making the decision to have the time for yourself, right?
Yeah, it's a choice. It comes right back to you wake up every day with a choice. You could wake up in the morning and pull up your phone and scroll for 2 hours easily because that rabbit hole is so huge. 100%. But what are you going to feel like afterwards? Now, if that fills your cup, then go for it. But chances are you're not going to have the energy afterwards because it's going to drain you.
Yeah. And it's just, I think what happens is the what I call the comparisonitis kind of starts sneaking in. It's just human nature, right?
Yes.
It's just, I've had to learn to really discipline myself with that in the morning to not do that or just maybe a quick check, but I have to really be, and I do it on purpose in the morning before I go work out because I'm on a clock for a workout. If I don't start by 6:30, it's not happening in the morning.
It's not happening. Absolutely.
I get down in the morning because I've never been one to do something really late in the day, except when I was teaching a lot of group fitness. But
right.
But
we're very similar in that one.
Yeah. So what are some of the other things that you do to prioritize yourself? You have your time in the morning, you get movement in. What else?
So that's with me. Like, that's what I need for me. I prioritize my time with my husband. We have a date night every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday. And we try for every Sunday. We're not as diligent as we are on Sundays, but date night with my husband. So you're prioritizing the time for that relationship because days are busy. You know, you don't. Yeah, you can sit and have dinner, but do you actually connect? Like we try to say, you know, we're not going to take phone calls and we prioritize that time. My family is very important to me. My son, I have a brother who's married to a wonderful woman and they have a 9-year-old. So my niece is very important to me as well. So I make time for my family. It's not every week. They live 2 hours away, but to know that it's on my radar, that I'm not going to go a month without seeing them is really important. My friends, just my circle of friends, I see them, whether I exercise with them, whether I have lunch with them. I'm a very social person. I like to have people around. And my community, last year I was chosen to be in a leadership program. It was 9 sessions of learning about Monroe County. And it reignited something in me that I had always done starting back in high school, being a part of some kind of philanthropic community-oriented group. And it definitely reignited that to allow me to be like, I'm in a community where I can give back. Like tonight, I'm actually getting installed as the new secretary for the Key Largo River.
Congrats.
So I'm joining that board. And yeah, so it just reignited to be like, I can make the time to give back and to really be a leader and to teach others and bring younger people in to continue this life that I have.
What else I'm hearing you say is that you're doing it in a way that really aligns with what's important to you. And it's not about going and making sure that everything is just right or all of that. It's really for you, what's really coming up for me is it's just acts of service. It's being present and being with the people and doing the activities that you really care about that's important to you. And that can be self-care too, is my point. So
100%, all of it is fulfilling me. And so that is something that has come with age, that I don't have to be a people pleaser. I get to be a Michelle pleaser.
That's right. I like that. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
And that's a big deal. I am a people pleaser. I like to make others happy and bring that joy into their world. But it's okay to choose me sometimes.
Yeah, it's never a selfish thing to choose yourself. That's kind of that story that we tell ourselves is that it's an indulgent thought that we can't do that because we have to put other people first. And I'm all for putting other people first, but you can't do it at your expense.
Right, exactly. And you just have to have fun. Like I said, we've got one life here. Like, just do what makes you happy. And if being in the sunshine makes you happy, then do it. And what makes you dance to the music? What makes you just that bop back and forth?
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be anything really big either. You know, I mean, you've just rattled off a long list of a lot of things, but for people listening, it doesn't have to be all the things. It can be just one or two things, right?
Right. Now, going to France on retreat certainly can be on your list because that was pretty special, but that was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I was, but I have opened myself up to have these opportunities by stepping out of that comfort zone and knowing what else is out there.
Well, and you also, to your point, you know, you went a week early with your husband before the rest of us even got there. So you kind of took it upon yourself to make this your experience, which I really applaud you for that.
Thank you. It was out of my comfort zone to leave my day-to-day for 2 weeks. Let's just do it. And it was fabulous.
Yeah, well, I mean, the reason why we create businesses, you know, those of us that are entrepreneurs, and for entrepreneurs listening, we do it to serve, we do it to help other people, we do it to make a living, but we really do it to build the life that we want and the lifestyle that we want and to prioritize the things that are important to us. That's really what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a reason why there's some entrepreneurs, and there's a reason why there are some who aren't entrepreneurs, because all of it makes the world go round, and you need them all.
Yeah, 100%. So last question before we wrap up, what do you say to someone listening who maybe is kind of at this point in their life where they're doing all the things and they're staying busy and they don't really see a way forward to prioritize themselves? What do you say to that person? Like, what's your best piece of advice to help somebody?
The best piece of advice is to really find what makes you happy. And if being with your son sitting on the floor playing a video game with him makes you happy, then do it. So really look into yourself and find what makes you happy, and don't talk about it. Do it. Whatever it is, you could sing in the rain if it makes you happy. Yeah. But don't, if you're that person who says, oh, one day, oh, I can't wait till I can, I'm going to do this. Well, actually think about how long have you been saying it? Has it been 2 years? Has it been 5 years? Has it been 10? Oh my God, has it really been 10 years since I've been saying, I can't wait to do this?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the things that jump-started that thought process. So when I turned 40, a long time ago, I wanted to do a big trip. Things happened. I didn't do the big trip. So I said, when I turn 50, I'm doing the big trip. I want to take a bunch of my friends. I want to go on a sailboat around the BVI's. So for 10 years, it's all I talked about. When I turned 50, I got on a boat. And I went around the BVI's with family and friends, and I did it. I talked about it. My husband was very helpful in helping it, making it happen. And it was spectacular. And when I tell you that trip was life-changing, it's what got me to become a partner in the Pilates studio. It was life-changing.
And that's what we have to do when we give ourselves those opportunities and those experiences. It can seriously and significantly move the needle for us if we're open to it.
It moved the needle. That's correct. You've said that before. I've heard you say it. And that's what it's about. That needle is always going to move. And it needs to move in the forward direction all the time.
In the direction that you want it to. You know, that lines up for you, right? How can people reach out to you if they want to learn more about you or about Pilates in Paradise, or for anyone going to the Florida Keys looking for a Pilates studio? How can people best connect with you?
They can connect with me. Pilates in Paradise is on Facebook, Pilates in Paradise. We're on Instagram, Pilates in Paradise, Florida Keys. And you can find myself on Instagram. I am Solar Powered Girl. So I follow the sun wherever it may go. And so if you follow the sun, I promise you'll find me too.
Solar Powered Girl. I like that.
That's me.
Awesome.
Yeah. So you can see I have a mermaid behind me. She's my little guardian
totally
angel.
I can totally see that. Thanks for making time to share your story today. I know that what you said is going to help a lot of people.
Allison, thank you for asking me to be on your podcast. It was definitely out of my comfort zone, and you made it wonderful.
Good. I'm so glad. So folks out there listening, if you would like to connect with Michelle, if what we talked about today really resonated with you and landed with you in any way, and sometimes I think what we need to do for ourselves is hear someone else's story, and we look for ourselves in somebody else's story. And so maybe what we talked about today is enough to inspire you to make that first decision toward doing something different for yourself, regardless of where you are in your life. It's like Michelle said, it is a decision and it is a choice that you can make every day. And that choice is always within your power to do. And on that note, if what we talked about today was helpful for you and inspirational in any way, and you know someone who needs to hear this conversation, please feel free to copy the link to this chat and send it to them as a free gift from me. Or if you like, you can come over to my website at www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L. And just hit the connect button in the upper right-hand corner and just write to me and we will take care of it for you. This is how we've been able to build such an amazing audience. Just know every single week, I'm always excited to come on here and talk to all of you and share a part of me, share my guests with you. because you guys are why we do all this here. So this is Allison Katzkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You're one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.